Mark, you're in the middle of a three-week tour of the Midlands and the North West, and up next it's Lancashire at Old Trafford in the T20.
Going to the reigning champions. We've had some good games against them over recent years, and hopefully we can put in a good performance on Friday night.
You got a good win there last year as well.
It was a fantastic win down there. Never an easy place to go, but hopefully more of the same.
What was the key to the victory there last year? Did you just try and play them at their own game for once on their ground in their conditions?
I think we sort of, we played positively, took it to them and tried to put them under pressure. I think they're a team that like to be on top. If you can get ahead of the game and put them under the pump, then we showed that they're beatable. Like I say, we've got a young, exciting team this year, and hopefully we can go there and do the business on Friday.
It's a tough start to the campaign because I think you've got three of your first four matches away from home against pretty tough opposition as well.
Yeah, it's a little bit stop-start as well, wedged in amongst the four-day competition. But hopefully we can get our campaign off and running with a win and just build some momentum from there.
Barry McCarthy played in the championship victory over Warwickshire and bowled well. It was a bit of a chasing experience for him at Worcester in the first T20 match, but you'll be backing him to do the business again and, you know, give him another chance to try and get out of his system.
It's the nature of sort of the schedule that you go from one great performance that he had in the championship, and all of a sudden you come up against a guy who had the night of his life, really. So, but Barry's took it pretty well. He's come out sort of full of enthusiasm this week for the four-day cricket, and he's round to go to get back on the pitch and try and show what he's capable of doing.
Can be a very brutal format of cricket, can't it? If you just put something slightly wrong, or if somebody's got their eye in, as Tom Cole Cadmore did that night, there's not really much you can do about it.
I think when you look back at the game, he had an unbelievable night, and the rest weren't really sort of able to match the work that he did. And if it wasn't for that, I think we would have had a score well worth that we would have been more than capable of chasing. As it is, chasing 230, everything has to go perfect. We went about it in a quite encouraging manner, really. I think the way the lads played, we give it a good crack, but I say you need everything to go your way to chase 230. The signs are there that we're going to be capable of putting some big scores on the board this year.
If I'd said to you last Friday morning you'll score 187 away from home tonight, you would have taken that, wouldn't you?
I think so, yeah. So, like I said, the way the lads have practiced and are looking to attack the bowlers this year, we're going to be capable of repeating that, hopefully, on a consistent basis.